USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some governors are beginning to suggest lockdowns may be returning as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, threatening the nation's health care system. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine warning his state may have to lock down again if the numbers don't improve. When it comes to lockdowns, it's no surprise that Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is no fan of them.
In a free society, individuals make their decisions based on risk, and they will make their choices on how they choose to, whether they drive a car, whether they go to a restaurant, whether they wear a mask. These would be individual decisions. But in authoritarianism, the central authority tells you what to do and when to do it.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, President Trump set to speak in the Rose Garden regarding Operation Warp Speed at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the lawsuits filed by President Trump could show millions of ballots in Nevada were sent through state machines without signatures being properly confirmed.
In Nevada, they have a machine to verify mail-in ballot signatures. If you don't have a signature on a mail-in ballot, then it's useless. The machine was basically turned off. So they ran millions of ballots through this machine, voting machine in Nevada, and the signature component of it was almost literally turned off.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany believes there will be a huge turnout this week for the Million Mega March. The march, beginning in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, will start at Freedom Plaza at noon and then end at the Supreme Court. Antifa will also be in Washington, D.C., hosting counter-protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Over 65,000 truckers have voiced their opinions regarding a possible Joe Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Bureau in Texas, John Clements has the details.
They already did a small-scale dry run on Veterans Day, and now they want to do something bigger over the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Cliff Abbott writes for the Trucker newspaper.
Basically, what they're trying to do is just get everybody to not work over that Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Some called for a slow roll on the nation's highways or blocking lanes to get attention.
They just want to get attention by shutting down trucks over that holiday in hopes that, you know, America will notice maybe some of the shelves are starting to lose their stock or they can't get gasoline for their cars and they might wake up to the plight of the trucker.
That is Cliff Abbott of the Trucker newspaper.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced this week more than 100 alleged child predators have been arrested as part of a joint effort with international partners in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Panama. The arrest taking place across the United States and South America during a federal crackdown from November 2nd through the 6th. As part of the operation, people were arrested in California, North Carolina, Florida, Denver, Nashville, Knoxville, and Pittsburgh. Many of the arrests came after tips were called in to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.